Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
We throw around the term perfect season to talk about a few teams in professional football history, including the 1948 Cleveland Browns and the 1972 Miami Dolphins. But we have another team to talk about as well as these, and we're going to reflect today's episode on undefeated seasons and when you win a championship. We'll talk more about this as we go in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And today, we're going to have a great conversation about the undefeated professional football teams that won championships. And we'll talk more about them in just a moment. But before we do, let's make sure you are aware of our newsletter. It comes out each and every day about 6:30 a.m. We have all the news that's happening on PigskinDispatch.com and JerseyDispatch.com. Everything that's happening as far as the Hall of Famers and their birthdays of the four major sports of North American team sports and jersey numbers that go with them, as well as anything that happens in football news for the day. We'll have that covered as well. So make sure you can join it very easily by the show notes of this very podcast or the top of Pigskin Dispatch or sportsjerseydispatch.com, and you'll be able to join that very easily for the daily newsletter every day, 6:30 a.m. Cancel anytime. It's totally free. Now, undefeated professional football teams. First one that comes to mind is the 1948 Cleveland Browns. They're one of the greatest teams in professional football history. They went undefeated and won the All-American Football Conference, or AAFC, championship, becoming the first team in professional football history to do so. Well, maybe. We'll get to that in just a second. The Browns were coached by Paul Brown, considered one of the greatest minds in coaching in NFL history, as Brown was a master of innovation and he introduced many new concepts to the game of football, including using the forward pass as a primary weapon and a lot of other innovations that we've covered on our Paul Brown segments. You can find those by the links. Go to the search box and put in Paul Brown on Pigskin Dispatch. Now, the Browns were led by several all-star players, including quarterback Otto Graham, fullback Marion Motley, and Dante Lavelli, and guard Lou Groza, who was also their kicker. Now, Graham was one of the most prolific passers in NFL history, and he led the league in passing yards in each of the AFC's four seasons. Motley was one of the most powerful runners in NFL history and a key part of the Browns' potent running attack there in the AFC in 1948. Lavelli was one of the most versatile receivers in the game's history, and he was a threat to catch the ball almost anywhere on the field. And Groza was one of the most accurate kickers in NFL history up to that point, and a pretty good blocker, too, on the offensive line. Now, the Browns dominated the AFC in 1948. They outscored their opponents by a combined score of 457-163, and they averaged over 30 points per game. They also had the best defense in the league, allowing just 12.3 points per game. Cleveland capped off their perfect season with a 49-7 victory over the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game, and it was one of the most dominant performances in NFL history, and it cemented the Browns' legacy as one of the greatest teams in pro football history. Now, a couple years later, the AFC would sort of dissolve and merge three of those teams of the AFC into the NFL, who sort of took over that league: Cleveland Browns, San Francisco 49ers, and a team called the Baltimore Colts, which is not the same Colts franchise that we know today that resides in Indianapolis. It was a different Baltimore Colts that was resurrected later in the 1950s to be the Baltimore Colts of Johnny Unitas and that gang, but not the same Baltimore Colts. Or we've talked about that multiple times as well, too. Now, you know, so that team, the Browns, won each of the 4 years of the AFC, and that's sort of the downfall of that league. They had one dominant team that just kept winning the championships. I think the Browns had four losses during the AFC the whole time they were in there. San Francisco gave them two of those losses, and I believe a tie to the Browns. So that was their biggest competition throughout the years. We talked to George Bozica about the Cleveland Browns back in that era a couple years ago. You can look up that podcast on our site and you know, get a rehash of that great podcast that we had with George Bozica. Now, another team that we want to talk about that's undefeated, and this one's a little bit more famous to our modern year, and that's the 1972 Miami Dolphins, and they were definitely one of the greatest teams in NFL history that year. They went undefeated the regular season and won the Super Bowl VII, becoming the only team in NFL history to accomplish this feat. They ended up going 17-0 with the postseason regular season combined. Dolphins were led by Coach Don Shula, who was one of the greatest coaches in NFL history, definitely one of the winningest. If you remember, he was the coach of the Baltimore Colts in Super Bowl III when Joe Namath's famous promise game and promised the Jets victory, and they did defeat the Baltimore Colts of Don Shula. Shula, a few years later, moved on to coach the Miami Dolphins and instantly, within a couple years, turned them into a super powerhouse in the AAFC. Now, he had just that keen knack of developing talent and putting players in positions to succeed. Now, the Dolphins had several all-star players on their roster in 1972, including quarterback Bob Greasy, running back Larry Zonka, wide receiver Paul Warfield, and defensive tackle Manny Fernandez. Now, Greasy was an intelligent and efficient quarterback who managed the game well, and Zonka was a powerful, elusive runner who was one of the most dominant forces in the NFL. He had a tandem. He had Jim Kick in the backfield with him, as well as Mercury Morris, and those three were quite the fearsome bunch to have in a backfield. You didn't know how they were going to attack you, and Greasy's arm was pretty good too. And he could throw to a big play wide receiver, Paul Warfield, who could stretch the field and create opportunities for his teammates. Fernandez was a dominant defensive force who helped clog up running lanes and pressure opposing quarterbacks. The Dolphins were a complete team in 1972. Miami had that high-powered offense that averaged just over 25 points per game and a very stingy, no-name defense that allowed opponents just scoring a little over 12 points per game, and committed a bunch of turnovers, you know, the defense that they ramrodded a lot of teams into forcing turnovers. And the Dolphins capped off their undefeated season with a 14-7 victory over the Washington Redskins in Super Bowl VII. It was a close game, but the Dolphins could make big plays when they mattered most. And they ended up securing and popping those champagne bottles, which they've done every year for 50-some years since that 1972 season, and enjoying that undefeated season. Came close a couple times. Some other teams did. If you remember back in 2007, New England Patriots went undefeated through the regular season, 16-0, won their playoff games with the Super Bowl. But wait a second. The New York Giants beat them in the Super Bowl with a helmet catch and a great throw from Eli Manning to Plaxico Burress in the back of the end zone with, you know, less than 2 minutes left for the Giants to capture that game and ruined the perfect season, or so-called perfect season, of the Dolphins. Of the Patriots. So we said, called these perfect seasons, the Dolphins, they call it a perfect season 72. The Cleveland Browns, they called a perfect season in 1948 because they went undefeated, they won the championship game in a playoff games that were in between. But what is really a perfect season? Now, a perfect season would be, you know, winning every game, winning a championship, nobody scoring on you. How about if nobody even crosses the midfield stripe? You know, could that ever happen in professional football? Well, short answer is that it can. And we just recently released a book on that. We wrote about it. It's called The World's Greatest Pro Gridiron Team, the 1903 Franklin All-Stars. Now, we've talked about the All-Stars on some podcasts before. I did some research for the last year and a half on this team, which Franklin, Pennsylvania is not very far from where I live here in Erie. And I was able to go down there a few times and do some research and quite a bit of research online and some of the documents I got from the Venango Historical Society, and really came up with some really eye-popping numbers from this Franklin team and some of the historic players and historic things that they did that I didn't really appreciate when I first read the stories so long ago about this team. And not many people know about it, not even people from Franklin themselves, on this 120th anniversary of the Franklin All-Stars. So I invite you to get a copy of this book. It's going to be available on Amazon on November 18th. That's a Saturday. It's available right now on Amazon in ebook version, but the hard copy and paperback versions will be available for purchase. Then you can keep an eye on our newsletter if you belong to it. If you don't, you can go to the show notes and belong to the newsletter right now, or the front page of pigskindispatch.com. We have a little section there that pops up that tells about our book, World's Greatest Pro Gridiron Team. So make sure you check that out. We're going to have more to come on that. I'm going to be making my rounds of talking on a lot of other podcasts that you probably listen to on football history. And boy, we can't wait for that. And can't wait to get your feedback after you read our book. We had a lot of great help. It's got some bonus sections in it from historians that you've heard right here on the Sports History Network and on Pigskin Dispatch. We've talked to these gentlemen before. How about Ken Crippen from the Football Learning Academy? He comes on and does a great job of talking about a vintage team of that era that sheds some light on her. Also, we have bonus coverage from Joe Ziemba, the great Chicago professional football historian. He talks about a great player that played for Franklin that came out of the Chicago area. And Timothy P. Brown, that you hear each week on Tuesdays, he gives us two or three different aspects of antiquity football that are uncommon to our modern eyes that really helps set the story of 1903 and football in that game. So again, it's the World's Greatest Pro Gridiron Team, the 1903 Franklin All-Stars. It's on Amazon, and find your links right here on pigskindispatch.com. Till next time, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.